On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606, this is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Water and Sanitation Minister Phemi Majodina has told municipalities to get their houses in order.
South Africans need to change their behavior and treat water like it is a scarce resource that we have. This means that municipalities must fix leaks in their water distribution system. We cannot afford to be throwing away almost half of the water that is supplied to municipalities through leaks.
Majodina addressed the National Assembly on water security earlier. Municipalities are battling with the delivery of water, a situation largely blamed on the neglect of infrastructure and underspending. Metros such as eThekwini and Johannesburg are particularly hit hard, suffering weekly outages. The minister urged municipalities to treat water like the scarce resource it is.
Our responsibility is to build a water resource, but it is the responsibility of municipality to reticulate that water from our resource. We are supporting municipality. It's just water management issues that the leadership of municipalities must prevail over their officials.
An elderly woman who was attacked during a home invasion in Durban is still being treated in hospital. Medics say she suffered various injuries after being hit and kicked during the incident yesterday in Glenwood. Ward 33 Councillor Fran Christopher says she is in contact with her son.
Such a traumatic experience for this lady, and the community at large is saddened and are condoning this behavior by this perpetrator who came in through her back door apparently and attacked her. She's such a tiny, frail lady, and you know, for you to be exposed to this is actually very rare.
Christopher says attacks on members of the elderly community have added to the growing list of criminal activity in Glenwood.
We have a lot of vagrants lurking and loitering around, and the community has, you know, voiced their opinions on this. And we've tried to, with our CPF and our local security companies, just to lure them out of the community. And they're also doing a lot of cable theft and meter theft and, you know, home invasion.
And UN Chief Antonio Guterres has urged leaders of developed nations at COP29 to deliver on climate finance promises. He was speaking at the climate change summit in Azerbaijan's capital, Baku. Guterres has stressed the need for global emissions cuts of up to 9% annually. He says 80% of the global population supports stronger climate action for true climate justice.
Developing countries are facing many obstacles, scant public finance, raging cost of capital, crashing climate disasters, and debt servicing that soaks up funds. COP29 must tear down the walls of climate finance. A deal is a must.
The top story, the Water and Sanitation Minister has told municipalities to get their houses in order. Go to ecr.co.za for the latest news.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Day one called off in the four-day clash between the Dolphins and the Titans at Kingsmead. Marco Janssen hoping the Proteas can replicate their form from Sunday in the 30-20 against India tomorrow. And England wing Tommy Freeman says that the team is backing coach Steve Borthwick.